Yud Zayin Shvat Siman Nun Tes and we're going to Halacha Ches. Siyata Dishma, we're going to continue with the laws of Sheikh Chayonu and Bogdan Emes and Teva Meitiv. And we're going to have Siyata Dishmaya because some things are not so clear. But the first Halacha that we're going to discuss is Chayv Adam Levorach Hashem Yizborach Shmoy Gam Al Arva. There's an amazing mitzvah. It's called Ve'artas Hashem Lekach Yigar Olav Hashem. With all your heart, with all your soul, and all your resources, me'oidecha. So, the Kitzur quotes the Gemara says, "B'chol levavcha means b'shnei tzarecha, your yeter atov and your yeter are both inclinations." And what does that mean? What does it mean to serve Hashem, to love Hashem with your yeter hara? So he says, "Perush gam k'shoyseg binyan olam hazeh, even when a person is busy with the worldly things." Still, he should fulfill in all your ways, you should know Hashem. So basically what that means is using your inclination, your negative inclination, the Yetzahara, dafka to be used for spirituality. That means even through the Yetzahara to know Hashem. Now, v'chon nafshecha means a person it has to be willing to give up his neshama, his soul, for example, for the three Gimel Averos, for Gila Arayis, Shvichas Dam and Avodah Zarah. And B'chol Ma'idecha, what does that mean to love Hashem with all your resources? The number one, Pashav Shav means, yeah, B'chol Ma'mancha. That means a person has to be willing to give up all his money. The Ramo Paskins in the Chasukah, actually, Lulav and Lulav, that the person has to give up all his money not to be able to love. It's an incredible test. That's b'chol mamoincha, with all your money. Another pshat, b'chol moidecha, means b'chol mida, mida shu moidecha. That means no matter what Hashem is, so to speak, being measuring out to you, whether it's a mida toiv, a mida sporanis, you should be thanking Him, be moidelo. What an incredible challenge. What an incredible challenge. To love Hashem b'chol moidecha means that you're thanking Hashem. Now, how does that even work? So I saw some of the beautiful mefarshim that the Achayim quote, that a person has to recognize that no matter what Hashem does, which we'll see in a second, where the Kitzur himself says, let's first finish the whole Kitzur. The Kitzur says like this, Ma'u mevorech, meaning, what does that mean? How do you express yourself when it comes to good things and bad things? So Ma'u mevorech, Hashmuas roes mevorech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakim Chadayin Emes. What exactly is this bracha, Baruch Atah Emes? Where a person is basically saying the following, I understand and I recognize that you are the true judge. So in Bala Kamashmuas, first of all, a person has a few different bad news, pieces of news. So then the person makes one bracha. Same thing applies when it's some good things, good news comes, good tidings come towards for a person. Now here's the Chiddush. The Kitzur says, which is really based on the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rishonim, Chayvanim Mavoch Gam Al Arav B'Dei Hashlema V'Nefesh Chafetz. A person has to make a blessing on what's bad, what's called bad, with a Dei Hashlema, with a complete mind, and a desirous soul. Just like he makes a bracha when it comes to something good. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Chesed Mishpat Ashir Lecha, Hashem Azamirim. Chesed, if it's kindness that I'm experiencing, I'm going to sing. V'mishpat, if it's judgment, I'm also going to sing. Well, now, how does this work? How does this work? How is it possible to sing to Hashem even when it's difficult? And that's really tremendous avodah of today's world, to be able to say, Hashem, I'm going to sing to you even when things are difficult. But here's the secret. The secret is, first of all, the Kitzur tells us, when a person really is a servant of Hashem and understands, I'm here to be a servant, a real Eved Hashem. And Eved Hashem means not just because of a regular slave that needs to do things, but I want to do your will. It's even a higher level than being a son. So therefore, the joy, the simcha, and the goodness is the fact that I am now able to accept upon myself even when things are difficult, when you're decreeing something that's quote-unquote difficult and what we would consider bad, but I'm a kabbalat be'ava and I'm accepting with love because I know at the end of the day it's coming from love. And why? Because even when I'm suffering, it's because of a kapara suffering. It's going to give a person total kapara atonement for any of the sins that a person has committed. And therefore, it comes out. Means when a person accepts bad things that are occurring to him, that is part of Avodas Hashem. And since the Avodas Hashem is what we want to do, so therefore this Avodas Hashem becomes a source of joy. So obviously this is an incredible level, but this is really what the Kitzur is teaching us. And if a person trains themselves to appreciate that even when it's so difficult and bad things happen to us, that's when a person is reaching the level of Bechol me'oidecha. I saw also one of the ideas that when a person is going through Yisurim, especially when it comes to Yisurim that are not, don't have what's called Bitter Torah, they don't hold away from his panasa, meaning he's getting insulted, he's getting embarrassed, as the beautiful Talmud Dvoira, the Ramak, that describes how Hashem does exactly the same thing for us, even when we're insulting him, he's still loving us and giving us, and that's the goal, the level that a person should strive for. Also, I saw beautiful in the Piskei Tshuva, he says, when the Igel Pirka, when a person is Dam Lodam as the Igel Mitzav, a person is experiencing a difficulty and pain, he should say the Pasuk, Onyi v'amali v'sar l'chol chatusai, Hashem, see my affliction and carry all my sins, meaning remove all my sins. This way, a person, when he says this Pasuk, he's going to immediately and cognizantly be able to remind himself the Ashkacha Saber that anything that he's going through is just to purify him. This way he should be zeichet to the best reward in the next world, which is of course the Ikar world. Next, when a person gets what's called a toiva, or he hears good news, even though it looks like it's not going to lead to good news. For example, a person finds a big mitzia, but he's worried that the government's going to come and take it away. It doesn't matter. At the point, you live with the moment, and the moment right now it's good, you make hatoiva ameitiv. And the same thing applies when something is bad. If something looks like it's bad, even though it might end up being good, for example, a person's field was overflowed with a tremendous amount of rain, etc., and it looks like it's no good, even though it might lead to good, still a person makes a bracha in the MS. Why is that? Amazing. A person has to live in the moment. Another incredible lesson. These are the most incredible lessons in all these Samana that we're learning today. And next, a person should accustom himself to say, this is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. If I'm not mistaken, Shulchan Aruch, a person should train himself to say, whatever Hashem does is for the best. Interesting that people are used to saying Gamzul Tovah, but really, that's a different level. Means I maybe not even recognize that, and I see the good, but I know it's going to lead to good. Next, halacha, a person's wife gives birth to a boy, he makes a bracha Tovah Ameitiv, and the wife also makes the same bracha. If the wife dies, Achmana Litzan, during birth, and he makes a Shechiyanu. Why? Because Hatova Meitiv, as we explained before, means that there's two people that are benefiting, i.e. the husband and wife. The wife's not here, and there is no way to say Hatova Meitiv, but only Shechiyanu. Interesting that the halacha also applies too when it comes to Shechiyanu. When a person has a girl, the meaning is to make a Shechiyanu on the girl upon seeing. The Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction. When it comes to hearing about the birth of a boy, you make Hatova Meitiv right away. And when it comes to a girl being born, a person says Shechiyanu upon seeing the girl. If a person loses a father or any one of the relatives, even if it's not one of his, even if someone is not a relative, it's a person that's an Adam Kasher, and certainly a Talmud Chacham, and certainly a God of Ado, he makes a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekvechem, Dain HaEmes. Now here's where I wanted to point out. There's a lot of the brachas that many of us probably are not accustomed to be saying. But nevertheless, so there's different approaches according to the Chavetz Chaim and Mimait in these brachas. We don't make these brachas so often, but the other place can say no. If a person feels that they're moved, it's all based on your emotion. If you're moved on this halachic basis, you should make these brachas. So they say, so when a person is really pained about a big time chacham, a rabbi that we're very close with, they should make the bracha, Bochat Hashem, Ekem, Bechlam, Dayan, Emes. And someone else, that a person is not so pained, they should do without Shema Machos. Or if you're not sure, say without Shema Machos, Baruch Dan Emes, and that's usually the minik. If a person's father passed away, but he left money, it's an interesting halacha. So besides saying Baruch Dan Emes, they also say Shechiyanu. If he has other brothers that are going to divide the Yerusha, so instead of Shechiyanu, say Katoiva Ameitiv. This is again another interesting, when it comes to Katoiva Ameitiv, it's based on Hana Muchashita, what I mean to say that there's real benefit. Comes to Shechiyanu, I saw some Pesachim say that even if you hear good news and then necessarily translates into a physical mamashis, that means an experience, something physical that you could show that I'm experiencing and I'm benefiting from. But usually the Vedic is to say Shechiyanu on something that you can physically, it's tangible. And that's the reason why, for example, someone just got $1 million, he would make Shechiyanu. And if he's sharing with other people, he would make a Toiv HaMeitiv, for example, via partners. If he made a big business deal, I saw the person say, people don't always do this. You make an unusual business deal, you should make Shechiyanu. And if there's other people that are going to partake from this benefit, you should make a Toiv HaMeitiv. If a person built a house or even bought a house, and it doesn't have to be a new house, or he buys new utensils or clothing, and the chash, now what does it mean? Chash means there's something that you're excited about, you should make a bracha Shechiyanu. As long as a person is joyful, that's the difference. And that's why there are places, let's say, for example, you buy a new suit, you buy a talis, people ask us questions all the time. But the answer is it's subjective. If you get us a joy, you make a bracha. And then technically speaking, you make the bracha at the time of the kinyan when you purchase it. So you buy a beautiful dress, for example, you buy a lady buys a dress, you say Shekhyanu. It gives you joy. Now, some have the meaning that they don't do it at the time of purchase, rather they do it at the first time that they're wearing it. And lastly, when it comes to buying something, that purchasing something, new clothing, so when you wear it, you should make the bracha malbush avum. Some actually exempt it with the bracha that they make in the morning in Birkas HaShachar. Same thing applies when a person buys a new hat, so they make a bracha oiter ara, a new belt, but some say that really they should exempt it with a bracha, and that usually is a minig. Person bought a tal shemitzvah. What does that mean, tal shemitzvah? Person bought a tals. And he's going to put tzitzis. After he puts tzitzis, he makes a shecheyanu. If he didn't do that, he could do that after he wrapped himself and he made a bracha lasis after tzitzis. The Poskim say, I saw B'Shem Ramosha that when a person comes to Taz Katan, and since it's something that's not so chash, a person does have to make a bracha. But the truth is today, especially if you buy with chelis and it's very expensive, or something that gives you tremendous joy in buying talis, not always it. If you get a nice, beautiful Taz Katan, then you should make a shecheyanu.